What happens when you achieve everything you thought you wanted, only to realize you've lost yourself in the process? Picture a leader sitting in their driveway, engine off, staring at their own front door, not with anticipation, but with dread. This isn't failure by conventional standards. This is burnout disguised as success, and it's become the silent epidemic of our time. Nearly every leader today faces this paradox: outward achievement masking inner collapse. The real crisis isn't lack of opportunity or resources. It's drowning in too much of everything. Too many demands, too many messages, too many people wanting pieces of you. This abundance creates a trap more insidious than scarcity ever could, because we can't see it coming until we're already caught. The medical consequences pile up: chronic pain, panic attacks, memory impairment, elevated cortisol leading to diabetes, obesity, depression. Technology ensures work follows you everywhere, making genuine rest nearly impossible. The stress spiral operates through three interlocking patterns. First comes unfocused time, treating every hour as equal when they're fundamentally not. You tackle important work randomly, squander peak hours on trivial tasks, and let interruptions dictate your day. The result? An expanding to-do list that breeds constant time famine. Next arrives unleveraged energy, burning your best energy on mediocre tasks while your family gets whatever's left. Finally, hijacked priorities take over. You spend days responding to messages, leaving zero bandwidth for what actually matters. You haven't learned to say no, don't realize you're allowed to, or don't know how to decline without burning bridges. Meanwhile, everyone sees through your favorite excuse: this is just a busy season. If your busy season never ends, it's not a season, it's your life. Research reveals that even brilliant minds have only 3 to 5 deeply productive hours daily. This window, your green zone, is when your mind is clear, focus sharp, and creativity flows. You accomplish more meaningful work in these hours than in twice as many hours at other times. Your yellow zone represents middle ground energy for meetings and routine tasks. Your red zone arrives when energy plummets. You struggle to focus, zone out easily, and even simple tasks become impossible. To identify your zones, observe energy patterns over several weeks. When do you naturally feel most alert? When does focus become impossible? Broad blocks work fine. Don't obsess over precision. Many successful people squander their best hours on breakfast meetings, errands, and random activities. That seemingly innocent 7 a.m. breakfast meeting consumes your entire morning through driving, conversation that runs long, and office distractions, until you finally tackle important work at 10 a.m. with diminished energy. Most people lack a strategic approach to investing their time and energy. To maximize your green zone, identify where gifting plus passion plus impact converge. Your gifting is your natural sweet spot, abilities that come effortlessly to you but challenge others. Ask, what seems easy to you that others struggle with? What talents do others consistently affirm? Passion represents what energizes you, activities where you lose track of time. Impact focuses on highest value activities, your most important work responsibilities, and what matters most for family, health, and purpose. Here's the paradox. Naturally gifted people often underdevelop their talents precisely because they perform adequately without effort. When you coast on natural ability, everyone loses. You never reach your potential, your organization misses out, and you waste prime hours on lesser tasks. Developing gifts requires deliberate practice, not just casual use. After optimizing your green zone for your most important work, you'll feel surprisingly accomplished, relieving pressure from the rest of your day. Nobody will ever ask you to accomplish your top priorities, only theirs. Without a strategy for saying no, you default to yes, and your life evaporates fulfilling others' agendas. A graceful approach: express empathy, be firm with clear language like, "I'm going to decline," redirect them to someone who might help, and thank them for asking. Saying yes to something good now means saying no to something great later. Categorical decision-making means making one decision that eliminates hundreds of others. Rather than deliberating each request, categorical decisions address systemic problems by eliminating entire groups of commitments, like declining all brain-picking sessions or speaking only to specific audiences. This automates decision-making, freeing mental energy for what matters. Distraction poses another major threat. Average users touch smartphones 2,617 times daily, while heavy users reach 5,427 times. Turn off all notifications on all devices. Give them your attention on your schedule, not theirs. People can be your greatest opportunity or obstacle. Allowing the wrong person into your green zone can reduce peak energy from hours to minutes. Most people either cave to demands or become insensitive, both producing regret. Here's a paradox. Those who want your time rarely deserve it, while those who should get it rarely ask for it. Two categories deserve less green zone investment: underperformers you meet with because things aren't going well, and those who want to meet but don't need to. Some people don't want to get better. They just want your time. Apply the Pareto principle. Spend 80% of your time with people who produce most of your results. British anthropologist Robin Dunbar argues we're capable of only 3 to 5 true friendships and a sympathy group of 12 to 15 people. Social networking has shattered these natural constraints, creating tension between our design, handling 3 to 150 meaningful relationships, and our desire, connecting with thousands. Use Dunbar's numbers as a digital filter. Respond to your inner circle immediately, your support group within hours, your wider tribe within a day or two, and everyone else when convenient. Blank calendar space looks like freedom, but functions as a prison. Urgent matters inevitably hijack important priorities. The solution is a Thrive calendar, scheduling all priorities, including family time, through repeating appointments with yourself. Schedule your best work during peak energy, development time, and rest during optimal windows. Create your Thrive calendar through 4 decisions: what you will or won't do within each zone, whom you'll meet with, when you'll do specific tasks, and where you'll work. Protect your green zone most critically, while yellow and red zones handle daily issues. When asked about availability, confidently say, "I have a commitment," without elaborate explanations. The deepest value emerges through character development, stronger relationships, spiritual growth, and lasting peace. Your journey of becoming takes precedence over accomplishments. Consider the father whose perfectionism once ruined family camping trips. Years later, he endured challenging conditions with his adult son with patience and joy. The change wasn't about camping, it was about creating margin for genuine growth. You never have enough time for everything, but you always have enough time for what matters most. These principles aren't productivity hacks. They're tools for creating margin to become who you're meant to be and build a life that feels as successful inside as it looks outside.